Last Friday, the state legislature ended its session for the year. And with Governor Gavin Newsom leading the state, we have a series of progressive bills that look more likely to be passed. In some cases, have been signed into law as a result. Joining us to talk about it, CalMatters' Ben Christopher. He's covering state politics for the nonprofit news publication. Ben, good to have you with us.
Good to be on.
So let's talk about a number of these bills, including rent control statewide that's been passed, signed into law by Governor Newsom. Just a number where the governor, you know, clearly planted a flag saying California is going to be a national leader. Overall, is the legislature feeling as though sort of, you know, the dam is broken with Jerry Brown gone and Gavin Newsom now as governor?
Well, that could very well be. I mean, certainly that is an example of an issue where the story of this bill, AB 1482, was that it had been gradually sort of weakened through the legislative process over the course of the year. And then towards the end of the session, Governor Newsom came in and said, no, actually, I think I'd like this to be stronger. And so that provided the momentum to bring what we end up seeing, which is a rent cap, a limit on how much rents can be increased year over year of 5% plus inflation. So that's probably around 7%. And so I do think lawmakers in Sacramento are getting a sense of how different Gavin Newsom is compared to his predecessor, Jerry Brown, who's often kind of seen as the adult in the room, to use a cliche. When it came to budgetary issues, he's a bit more conservative on those issues. And, you know, over the course of the coming weeks, as Governor Newsom decides whether to sign or veto these high-profile pieces of legislation, we'll see how that comparison shakes out, because there are a number of bills that were introduced this time around that were vetoed last time around with the hope that, well, this governor is different.
Also wanted to bring up the gun legislation, because California has been at the forefront of gun control. Were there additional bills from this legislative session?
There really were. There was a massive push at the beginning of the year, a whole a gun violence working group, as they put it, as legislators put it. I think there was something like 20 lawmakers came together and put together this massive package of bills. And it looks like many of them are going to the governor's desk. So some of the most high-profile ones, a red flag law expansion. So the state, since 2014, has had this red flag law on the books, which allows some people to petition a court to have firearms temporarily removed from someone if a judge believes that they're a threat to themselves or to others. And so under the current law, only law enforcement or close family members can make those petitions. And a bill introduced by Assemblyman Phil Ting from San Francisco would expand the number of people who can make those requests, including now coworkers, supervisors, teachers, school staff. And so that's a fairly high-profile example of the direction that the legislature is moving on gun issues. Another bill would rein in so-called ghost guns. So these are firearms that can be milled together from various parts at home if you have the right kind of equipment. And, you know, the concern for years among law enforcement is that these can be made at home and then not be made to carry a serial number. So that's why they're called ghost guns. They're not traceable. And they've been used in a couple of high-profile incidents, including the killing of a California Highway Patrol officer in Riverside this summer. And so a bill was introduced and now passed that restricts the sale of these sort of unfinished gun parts only to licensed firearm dealers. And so that's another example of a fairly big change when it comes to gun policy in California. And,
Yeah, Ben, thank you so much. Appreciate your talking about some of the areas you've specifically covered for CalMatters. We appreciate it. Ben Christopher joining us. Also with us from the Orange County Register and Southern California News Group, Martin Wiskel, who's environmental reporter. Martin, thank you for joining us. What did we see in the way of environmental bills passed by the legislature?
Well, there were two big bills that the environmentalists were really looking forward to, and the news doesn't look real good for the environmentalists on those at this point in time. As you and your listeners know, over the past few years, California's been chipping away at the issue of plastic waste, starting first with a ban on most plastic bags being handed out for free by grocery stores, and more recently, restrictions on plastic straws. There was there were two identical measures coming out of the Assembly and the Senate that tried to take a much broader swipe at plastics. They would have required the reduction and recycling of 75% of all single-use plastics by 2030, and required that all single-use packaging and products be either recyclable or compostable. And even though both chambers passed identical version of this, it failed to come to a vote by the Friday deadline. Well, actually, they extended it to like 3 o'clock in the morning. So we'll likely see that again next year, but I think it also shows the influence that the beverage manufacturers and the plastic industry have in Sacramento, that this was unable to come to a vote before the deadline. So that was one of the two big ones. The other one, SB1, had a strong political current to it. The Trump administration has been criticized by environmentalists for rolling back any number of environmental and public health measures in the last couple of years. SB1 would take all federal environmental laws that were current as of January 1st, 2017, and make them state law in instances where the Trump administration had rolled them back. The legislature passed this measure late Friday night, but the governor has said that he'll veto it. The opposition, there's a lot of opposition in the Central Valley. They think it will hurt the, make it harder to get water to farmers there. And the governor has expressed concern, shared by some others, that this would lock the state into using science that may have been the best science on January 1st, 2017, but may be outdated now. So I think those were two big disappointments for the environmentalists. There were a number of lower profile items that did get passed. So the state continues to move in the direction of environmental protection. But I would have to say there's a lot of disappointment about those two.
All right, Martin, thank you so much for sharing with us about those two major environmental bills. Martin Wiskoll is coastal environmental reporter for the Orange County Register, which is part of the SoCal News Group. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Coming up, we'll talk about controversy in a Ventura County school district over gender diversity curriculum studies that very young students have as part of their education. Parents, some of them are not happy about it and want the ability to keep their kids out of that study session. We'll find out more right after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdies.